I want to welcome everyone. This is Harvey Wasserman. I am the interim chair of the KPFK LSB. We are meeting today on June 4th on Sunday. It is 10:39 Pacific Standard Time, and we are going to proceed now, having reached quorum, to call the roll. Kim Kaufman, the interim secretary of the KPFK LSB, if you would kindly read the roll, that would be great.
I want to talk about the fact that Sam is running the lawsuit.
Someone has some background music going on. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, everyone. Christina Avalos.
Here.
Sandy Childs.
Here.
Michael Heiss.
Here.
Adelia Jones.
Here.
Ali Lexa requested an excused absence. Rob Macon. Barbara Marbach.
Here.
Oye Oye Yippo. Milo Reason.
Here.
Paul Roberson. Ruth Strauss. Beth Von Gunten. Harvey Wasserman.
Here.
Carlos Zavala.
Here.
Eric Jacobson is here.
That's eight, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. We want to request Eric, you are not a member of this board.
That is incorrect.
If you want to contest that, you can go to the PNB. You're also welcome to speak in the visitor section. Eric, do not interrupt. You have joined the list of people with three unexcused absences. If you want to contest that, you can go to the PNB and to the Council of Pacifica. But you are among the list of those who have had three unexcused absences. You've been notified, and you are not a member of the board at this point in time. Okay? So we'll welcome your comments in the visitor section, and you're welcome to stay on the call as an observer. But
I'm not a visitor.
Kim has called the roll of those who are members of the board, and you are not a member at this point in time. As they say, you're welcome to contest that, but not with this meeting. Your contest has to go higher up. Okay? Thank you very much. And as I say, you're welcome to comment in the public comment section. We have one request for an excused absence from Ali Lexa. Is there any objection to accepting this request for an excused absence?
Was any reason given?
He's traveling. Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I think he's on one of the beaches that's portrayed behind me and Terry. So, but he's not available. He did request. And, does anyone object to his request for an absence? Excuse absence. And hearing none, we're fine. We're going to move ahead. We have Article 4, Section 9, removal of delegates. I will read it. Any delegate shall be removed from the position of delegate upon the occurrence of any of the following. C, failure of a delegate to attend three consecutive local station board meetings, which absences have not been excused by a majority vote of LSB members present at the meetings in question. One person, Eric Jacobson, has submitted an objection to his removal, and that will have to go up on appeal. We'll not deal with it at this meeting, and no decision will be made about it at this meeting except the ruling of the bylaws. We want to welcome new members to the LSB. Kim, do you want to name them, and we will officially welcome them and have a couple of minutes as per tradition for them to introduce themselves. Kim, can you name those you see on here who have been?
Yes, okay. Harvey, first of all, Can we request a timekeeper?
Yes. Does anybody want to be the timekeeper? 90 seconds for people's talks.
And then sure, I'll do it.
You, Michael, you want to do that?
Sure.
Even though you're having technical difficulties with a rainbow there, that's fine.
It's not a rainbow. It's color bars.
I stand corrected. Sorry about that.
It is okay. Pride Month.
I know that, but color bars work every day of the year.
We know.
All right. And I want to welcome everybody to my new fake teeth. I hope I look better than I used to. Okay. Kim, do you want to mention, please welcome the new members that you see on the call here?
Okay. Richard Borges. Is Richard present? Is there anyone in the waiting room?
No.
Okay.
Ruth just came in though. Ruth Strauss.
Ruth Strauss, we welcome you.
Ruth, can you?
She's not connected to audio yet.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Oye and
excuse me for interrupting, but Oye Oye Ipo is also entering and he'll hook up to audio too.
Okay. So Richard Borges is not present yet. Mark Berlin, are you present? Deirdre Bynum Pacey? Are you present? Patrick Kelly, who was next on the list, declined. Mike Ressler?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey Mike, how are you?
Hi.
You want to give us 120 seconds of introduction?
Yeah, I'll keep it short. I'm a long-term KPFK listener. I am a adjunct instructor in political science at Long Beach City College. I am chair of our local Sierra Club group and a member of the Sierra Club political committee, and here to because I'm interested in KPFK and I'd like to see if we can keep it going and going.
Thank
well
you. As a fellow member of the academic proletariat, I was an adjunct professor for 14 years. I made exactly the same money the last day I taught as the first day I taught. So welcome.
A little better, but yeah, there's a way to go.
And as a member of the Sierra Club, I welcome you to the fight to shut Diablo Canyon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead, Kim, please.
Stu Cohen Johnson.
Oh.
Okay.
I've asked her to unmute. I think she's going to try.
Oh, there's Sue Cohen Johnson. Welcome.
She's trying to unmute, Harvey.
Okay.
Looks like.
Aren't we all? I'm going to unmute.
There, Sue.
Sue, there you are.
Hey, I'm here.
An introduction. Sue.
I joined KPFK in about 1985 or 4, and I was membership director for 11 years and then worked in membership on and off until 2017, and I'm here.
Okay, we're glad to have you with us. Thanks for joining us. And we look forward to working with you. Next.
Brooke King. Okay, and Doug Barnett.
Doug's here. Can you hear me?
Doug, are you 1 plus N200 TMO?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, my wife says I am.
but she says funny things.
Yeah, but we never disagree with our wives. So go ahead, please.
Yeah, I listened to Roy when he called Iran in 1979 live at the middle of the night. I've been on the board. I've been secretary of the local station board. I was part of the suit in 1998, 99, etc. I've served as unpaid facilities manager, and you moved the that's not me. You moved the meeting to my worship time, so you haven't heard from me for about 5 years. And thank you.
Well,
oh, and my wife and I were also treasurer of the California Green Party for 6 years.
Was there anything in the treasury?
Yeah, we started with about 35,000, but I think it's reached zero when I, after I left, it kind of disintegrated.
Well, let's not let this network disintegrate. Very good to have you with us, Doug. Thank you so much. And, tell your wife we're happy to have you with us as well.
Harvey, let me just interrupt for 1 second. This is Myla.
Yes.
Of course. Somebody with a, just a phone number has their hand raised, and I don't know whether they're a member of the board or a member of the listener, the listeners. So can we allow that person to speak up so that we can?
Yeah, 248, et cetera. Please identify yourself.
I'm a director. This is Beth.
Oh, hi, good. Beth. Okay, we'll rename you, Beth. Thank you.
And so please mark me as present. And okay. I challenge the removal of those 9 people from the roster on the basis of no notice, no due process, that this is and will be disputed and that it invites litigation. So before we seat anybody, we need to straighten out who's eligible.
And okay, thank you for that, Beth. Kim, can we proceed?
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
That's fine.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
That's fine. When we're done calling the roll, we'll deal with that.
Can I get a verbal present from Ruth Strauss?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here.
And I heard Oye Ippo was here.
Yes, Oye is here.
Oye, speak, Myla, please. Oye?
I'm here.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Point of order?
Oh, jeez.
You get one, Beth.
I get as many as necessary and as many as Robert's rules allows. My point of order is that legitimate members of this roster have been excluded and are not present to represent themselves, and I'm speaking up on their behalf to say they should be admitted.
I'm going to rule that out of order.
Before we go any further.
No, we're going to proceed with the roll call. Thank you for that, Beth.
I challenge the ruling of the chair.
I decline the challenge. We're going to continue to call the roll. Thank you.
One second.
Go ahead, Kim. Call the roll. Can you call in the roll, please?
I do think we need to deal with Beth's point of order and take care of it. It needs a second.
I second.
Okay. So
I don't know. As a point of order, please. This is not a point of order. This is argumentation, and that is not a point of order. So that is not appropriate.
I agree.
It is a point of order based on the fact that we were proceeding on the basis of a false roster.
It is an argumentation, not a point of order.
We are not allowed to exclude legitimate members from this committee. And
that is argumentation, not a point of order.
I agree.
It is not a point of order.
I agree with Delegate.
Or we can wait till this comes up in court. Harvey.
Okay, we will have to do that. Thank you, Beth. We appreciate your point of view. Will you continue, please, with the roll call?
Okay, I'm unmuted now. So those were the listeners that I contacted, Now, staff, John Crumshow.
John Crumshow, you're with us? Do you want to?
Yes, I am.
Are you going to be a prize, by the way, for the best beard?
Okay.
Oh, thank you very much.
Harvey, I'm going to move on. Sorry.
He gets 2 minutes to introduce himself.
Okay, get my 2 minutes, and I'll say that I will mention also that I have academic experience, 30 years of teaching, everything from kindergarten to dental school and law school. I have an MA in psychology, an MA in linguistics, and a JD, and I'm studying for the bar exam in California on July of this year. So I would hope to do pro bono work. I'm used to volunteering. I volunteered at the station for 20 years doing politics or pedagogy. It has sometimes been an hour show, but not since COVID. I also write a weekly newspaper column, and I've done that for 30 years. And so I would like to also say that I have experience on the PNB, and I was elected by my committee to head the personnel committee, and that was at the time when Summer Reese was elected as ED. And I'm glad to join this group. Thank you.
I'm glad to have you on the board. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good to see you. And again, congratulations on your beard. Kim, do we have more names to call?
Well, I notified Rodrigo Argueta and Angel Jaramillo, and I have not heard back from them. So I'm not sure what to do about that. Vic Germani is next on the list, and I see that he's here, but I think we need, I don't know how long we need to wait to see if Rodrigo or Angel show up.
Well, we'll proceed with the meeting. We have quorum. If they show up, we will welcome them in.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any further names to call?
Not for listeners and not for staff. There were other listeners on the list, but according to how many I had to replace, I contacted that amount. So.
Okay. Obviously the member list of the KPFK board is currently in dispute, and it is not for us to settle that dispute. That dispute will have to be settled by the PNB, where the legal authority lies. Okay?
Yes.
Next is, to approve the agenda. Kim, you have circulated an agenda. Is it appropriate time to ask if there are objections to this agenda?
I can read the agenda for the public.
Would you please?
Okay. So, roll call, request for excused absences, welcome new members, approve agenda, approve minutes, set next meeting date, nomination of LSB officers, and motion for elections, populate the LSB committees, public comment, elections, if needed, for PNB committees, report from the interim general manager, public comment 2, report from the CAB, public comment 3, PNB director's reports, if any, I don't have any, announcement of upcoming LSB elections, which maybe should come up earlier, and then new business. There was a motion from Ruth Strauss this morning or late last night, which I added to the agenda.
Okay, that's the agenda. Are there any objections to the agenda?
I have, this is Myla Harvey, and I have a request to change something on the agenda.
Okay.
And that is the report from the Community Advisory Board. We have yet to receive any written report or minutes from that board, and we have quite an ambitious agenda, and I would suggest that we postpone that report until the board has an opportunity, ample opportunity to review written reports prior to having a discussion or looking at our responsibility with respect to the community advisory board.
Well, we have Dan McCrory on. Dan, are you charged with providing a report from the community advisory board? Dan McCrory?
I'm having a horrible Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah. Well, do you have or do you not have a report?
I have a report.
You do have a report?
Yes, I do.
Is it in writing?
Yes, it is.
Has it been submitted?
No, it has not, because I was putting some finishing touches on it this morning.
Would it be agreeable to you to wait till next meeting to submit this report, since people haven't been able to read it?
That'd be fine. I can submit it and then people, yeah, then we'll talk about it next.
Okay, so is Myra's a motion to delete the CAB section of this agenda okay with you?
No, Harvey, she made a motion to postpone it to the next meeting, and yes. I do need a second on that.
I'll second that. It's Mike.
Okay. Is there objection to postponing until next meeting the report from the CAB? Dan, that's all right with you?
Sure. Thanks.
Okay. Okay. Hearing no objection, we will proceed.
I object. My hand okay. is up. I object.
Okay. You can object. Kim, can you call the roll quickly, please?
Let Beth speak. Okay,
you object. We heard you.
So I object on the basis of the fact that this is a disputed roster, and on that basis, it's inappropriate for them to vote on the agenda or anything else, and it's out of order.
Okay, we'll take a vote. Does anyone want to counter that before we take a vote? Okay, thank you, Beth, for that. Kim, if you'll call the roll, please, on deleting this item from the agenda?
Well, I'm not sure what we're voting on.
To alter the agenda.
Oh, I see. So any objections to Myla's motion to postpone?
Okay. That's correct.
Okay. Yes to postpone and no not to postpone. Okay. Hold on a second. Okay. Christina, how do you vote?
Yes to postpone.
Sandy Childs.
Yes.
Michael Heiss.
Yes.
Avelia Jones.
Yes.
Rob Macon. Barbara Marbach.
Yes.
Oyeyepo.
I'm sorry, I missed the explanation of the vote.
We're voting
whether to postpone the CAB meeting to the next meeting. The CAB agenda item to the next LSB meeting when we can receive written reports and have a chance to read them.
Okay, thank you, Kim. I vote yes.
Thank you. Myla?
I vote yes.
Paul Roberson? Ruth Strauss?
Ruth?
I'll come back. Beth?
Yeah, I vote yes to postpone. Thank you.
Thank you. Beth?
I object to the legitimacy of this vote at all.
So you're voting no. Harvey?
I'm objecting.
No, Carlos?
I'm not voting. Record me as voting. I'm objecting to the question.
Okay.
Present,
not voting. Thank you. Carlos?
Yes.
Okay, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 7. Oh, I'm sorry. Some new people. John Crumshaw.
Yes, and just to say that a non-vote is voted no. Marked as no.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Not mine.
We write present not voting, John. That's an argument we're not going to take on right now. Okay. Thank you. Mike Bressler.
Yeah. I just want to abstain because I'm not clear on the objections. It sounds good, but I don't know enough about the issue at this point. And
no problem. I'll put you down for abstain. Sue Cohen Johnson.
Sue Cohen Johnson, are you unmuted?
I'll come back.
I don't. We'll have to proceed.
Doug Barnett.
Yes.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. 11, one abstain and one present not voting. Chair, would you like to vote?
I'll vote yes. Can we now, go ahead. Do the
no, count. That's it. Okay, okay. We're going to postpone the cab to the next meeting. And Dan, if you'll send me your reports, I'll distribute it to the LSB. Thank you.
Okay, then the agenda as a whole. Are there objections to accepting the agenda?
I object.
Okay, Kim, can you call the roll, please?
Okay. Okay. So, well, let me put it this way. Other than Beth, is there any other objections to approving the agenda as amended?
Okay, hearing none, the agenda is accepted. Thank you for that. We approve the minutes of the April 23rd meeting.
This is my line.
Is there objection? Do we need to read the minutes?
No. I'm sorry I interrupted, Harvey. You were on the right track there.
Do we need to read the minutes or are they accepted as written?
I sent them out. You know, if anybody has any corrections, please, you know.
Okay. Does anyone object to accepting the minutes?
Can I get a motion to approve the minutes?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So motion to approve the minutes.
Okay.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Okay. I have Christina moves and I heard Miles second.
This is Miles second.
Okay.
Okay. Are there objections to approving the minutes?
I object to any vote from this roster.
Thank you.
This is Beth.
Other than Beth, are there objections to approving the minutes? Your vote will be recorded as a no if you wish. Okay, thank you. Thank you for that, Beth.
Vote is not voting. My vote should be recorded as not voting. I'm not voting. I don't consider this a legitimate vote.
Thank you. Okay. Kim, is that, and well, of course it's recorded and it's entered into the record. The next meeting date. I would suggest we would generally want to meet in a month. But a month from now is the July 4th weekend. I suggest we call a regular meeting, for July. I'm sorry. I'm looking at June here. Would be July 9th. That's Sunday, July 9th, 10:30 a.m. Is there objection to meeting, our next regular meeting be July 9th, Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time?
I object.
Okay. Is there
on two bases. One, I object to this roster voting on anything, but beyond that, a regular meeting is regular. It's not scheduled ad hoc, one by one. This LSB has already determined in a previous vote that our regular meetings are on the third Sunday of every month, and until we have a new vote to the contrary, that's what stands. You can schedule more than that if you can get the agreement of the LSB, but those meetings are, Robert's rule stipulates that a regular meeting is one that's regularly scheduled to deal with business. Any other meeting is stipulated as a special meeting, and you have to stipulate the purpose of it, which you did not do for today's meeting.
Okay, so today,
Chair,
Chair.
Yes, Kim.
Just as a point of procedure, this LSB did not vote on meeting dates for this year, the year starting in January, the year of 2023. This LSB has not voted on regular Sunday meetings or regular meetings for the rest of the year. Whatever the LSB voted on was for last year, and this is this year, so we can vote this year for what we want.
Okay, I have no objection to moving it to the 16th. If that's all right, Beth, are you
I think that was Father's Day, wasn't that?
No, Father's Day is...
17th.
Oh, Father's Day is the 17th of July?
No, June. Oh, June.
Yeah, Father's Day is in June. Being a father, I should know that, but sorry. So, we can do the 16th. It's fine with me.
Point of order.
Yes, John.
You have already made an announcement, which I would consider a motion, that it would be July 9th. So okay. I think that without any further vote, that should be the meeting that would stand, unless you want to formally change it and have a vote.
That wasn't voted on.
Okay, let's call, does anyone want a second meeting on July 9th?
I'll second.
Okay, if you want to vote, you know, so if we vote yes, we meet on July 9th. Anybody want to move it to the 16th?
Beth, object.
Good reason for it. Beth, you hold on. Anyone want to move it to the 16th and have a good reason for it? Now is the time to raise that.
Doug would like to move it to the 16th.
John, do you have any problem with moving it to the 16th?
Wait, it's up to the body. We can take a vote on either day.
We have to vote, yes. Kim is right. We have to vote now. You announced the 9th.
Do you want to make it easy? We'll vote yes. You can just say vote 9th or 16th. How's that? And we'll see which one comes up. Is that all right with you, Kim?
Not sure. The way votes are done.
Well, it will be this time. And then you can...
Yes. It is the way the votes are done at times.
Okay. So here's the deal. If you want to vote the 9th...
Hand is still up. You said
I understand that, but we need to move ahead, Kim.
No, Harvey, please just call Beth. Her hand is raised so she doesn't interrupt.
All right, Beth, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes. I understand what Kim is saying, but until this board, this current board, makes a new determination of a new date, the old decision stands. And so I would support... I would not oppose Harvey's proposal to meet on what would be our regular meeting date of the third Sunday of July. I would not oppose it.
Either one is fine with me, and I'm sure it's fine with most people. Beth, thank you for raising that issue. If you want it on the 9th, say 9th. If you want it on the 16th, say 16th. Okay? Are we good with
that? I don't think it's subject to a vote. That's what I'm saying. It's not subject to a vote.
I will respectfully... disagree
Harvey,
with
Harvey, please. Harvey, can we please, we're going to have three dates. July 9th, July 16th, and July 23rd. Okay? People can vote for any of those 3 days. Okay?
How did the 23rd get added?
Because that's the third, no.
That's
actually the fourth Sunday. The 23rd is not a legitimate horse in this race. That's actually the fourth Sunday. Oh, no. Yes. No, you're right. No, the third Sunday is the 16th. And the second Sunday is the 9th. So if you want the 9th, say the 9th. Or the 16th, say the 16th, please. Okay? Please call the roll, Kim. Let's get through this.
Okay. Sorry. It's just a little cumbersome here. Okay. Christina, which date do you vote for? July 9th, 16th, or 23rd?
16th.
Okay. Sandy Charles, which date?
It doesn't matter, but I'll go with the 9th.
Okay. Michael Heights.
16.
Avalia.
Varia Jones?
16.
Okay. 16, all right.
Rob Macon, are you here? Barbara Marbach?
16.
Oye, Oye Ippo?
16.
Okay. Myla?
Yes.
Paul Roberson? Ruth Strauss?
9th.
Beth is not gonna vote, or Beth, do you wanna vote?
Thank you for asking. I hold with the original decision of this body until there's a new vote, then.
So what's your vote?
I don't consider any vote of this roster to be legitimate, so I object to the vote.
Okay. Carlos Zavala.
Abstain, I don't care.
Okay. And Harvey.
I'll go with the 16th.
Okie doke.
Alright, so our next regular...
Wait, hold on. I have a list in two places of the new people and the old people, so just bear with me. John Crumshaw, which date?
The 9th.
Okay, Mike Gressler?
9th.
Sue Cohen Johnson? Doug Barnett?
9th.
Okay.
Kim, I passed.
Yeah, you passed.
Myla. I abstain. I don't care.
Okay, anybody else that I missed?
Did you count my vote?
Yeah. So I have 6 for the 16th, 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 for the 9th, and none for the 23rd, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, so cool. 8 to 16th. We good?
Yep.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Beth, thank you for your objections. Next, we're going to have nominations for LSB officers and a motion for election of officers. Kim, how do you want to proceed on this?
Okay, well, we have a motion, but, you know, and I've contacted Terry and Sarah, and they agreed to do these elections. And then after writing the agenda, Terry Goodman suggested that we first rescind all previous election motions that we've made over the last couple of meetings. And replace it with the motion that I will then read. So first we need a motion to rescind all the past election motions and then, you know, and then do this. So.
Mr. Chair, this is Myla. May I be recognized to make that motion to rescind?
Point of order.
Ruth?
In order for me to vote to rescind, I think it would be good to hear what Terry's, you know, substitute is, but, you know, that's just my point. Thank you.
He doesn't have a substitute. I will read you the authorizing motion to everybody first.
Okay.
And this motion, resolve that the elections for KPFK LSB officers for the 2023 term and for the PNB committees below, when we get there, it's going to be the same motion, that shall be conducted via electronic mail with Terry Goodman serving as chair of tellers and Sarah Ruse serving as teller. Further resolved that all currently serving KPFK delegates as authorized by the PNB will be sent ballots and voting instructions via email. Polls shall close on June 9th, 2023 at midnight. After adoption of this motion, the LSB Secretary Pro Tem shall send to both tellers the roster of current LSB members with email addresses, the names of nominated candidates and offices to which they have been nominated and the exact text of the motion as finally adopted. The chair tellers will distribute preliminary tally results to all voters soon after the tellers agree on those results. The votes will be ratified at the noticed LSB meeting after the distribution of the preliminary tally results. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the LSB requests the chair of tellers to report to the LSB the number of ballots received. The chair of tellers is then authorized to reopen the polls and declare a new deadline of June 16. Election ties are to be resolved and the results declared by the chair pro tem, or convener at the next meeting of the local station board. So that's the motion. And
is there a second?
Well, no one, someone needs to move. Kim can't make that motion. So Harvey, this is Myla. I'd like to ask him. I didn't hear the part about reporting the number of ballots received. Did you?
Yes. If quorum is not met by the close of polls, the LSB requests the chair of tellers to report to the LSB the number of ballots received.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I'd like to, so moved. Like to, this is Myla, I'd like to make that motion.
Okay. Second? Anybody second?
Second.
Is that Christina?
Barbara.
Barbara Marbeck.
Barbara. Thank you.
Okay. Can we take a vote on this? Are there objections to this motion?
Well, we need a motion to rescind the previous motions first. I mean, we can ask Terry if that's sufficient for him.
Well, I already.
Terry, are you satisfied
with?
Are you satisfied with this?
Okay, so Myla made the motion to rescind.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were saying, Myla.
Okay.
Okay, Myla has made a motion to rescind. Barbara Marbach has seconded.
No, this is this motion I just read. I know it's confusing because I just read this motion and Myla moved this motion, but she had previously moved the rescind motion. And then Ruth said, well, I can't rescind what I don't know what we're replacing it with. So.
Okay. So, Ruth and everyone, Terry has.
I'm fine now. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Can we vote on the motion, on Myra's motion to rescind and then on the Terry's omnibus motion here?
We need a second on the motion to rescind.
You got one from Barbara Marbach.
No, okay. she seconded the other motion.
Barbara, do you want to second the motion to rescind?
Yes.
Thank you.
Is there objection to the motion to rescind?
The motion to rescind all previous motions for LSB officer elections.
Right.
I object to rescind all votes by this roster.
Thank you. Are there objections? Thank you. So noted. Are there other objections to this motion? Okay. The motion to rescind is carried. We will now consider the motion that Kim just read to have new elections. Is there a second? Is there a motion? I'm sorry. Does someone want to propose that motion?
We have a motion. We have already, Myla and Barbara did it. All we need is a vote or any objection.
Okay.
I'm noting that Beth is going to object, so that's noted.
All right, Beth, your objection is noted. Do you need to state your objection or can we stipulate your motion to object?
My objection is the same as to every vote that this body tries to take today. I don't consider the roster to be legitimate and it's fully under dispute.
Thank you. Are there other objections to this motion to proceed with elections? Hearing none, we'll proceed with the motion to have elections. I guess, Kim, how do you want to proceed with this? I guess we'll take nominations for chair.
Election.
Are there nominations for chair of the LSB board?
I nominate Harvey for the chair.
Christina?
Yes, that's me.
Thank you.
Harvey who? Sorry. The 6 foot rabbit. Okay. Anybody second?
I second that. It's Sandy.
Any other nominations, please?
I don't think we need seconds.
Oh, that's right. Any other nominations, please, for chair? Hearing none, I'll remind you that you're welcome to write in candidates if you wish. Vice chair, any nominations, please?
This is Myla. I would like to nominate John Cromshaw Show, if he accepts.
He's shaking his head.
Yes, I would accept.
Is there a second?
No need.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. There's no need. Sorry about that. Anyone else want to nominate anyone for vice chair? Okay, I'll remind you again, write-ins are acceptable. Treasurer, who wants to nominate someone for treasurer?
This is Myla. I would like to nominate Kim Kaufman.
Is there a second? Oh, I guess we don't need seconds. Sorry about that. Anyone else? Anyone else want to nominate someone for treasurer?
Staff nominates Oye Yipo.
Okay. You realize, okay, fine. Oye, do you accept? Oye?
I accept.
Oye, do you accept?
I said I accept.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Anyone else want to nominate someone for treasurer? Okay, again, write-ins are welcome. Secretary, does anyone want to nominate anyone for secretary?
I'd like to nominate Kim.
I'm going to decline. I'm running for treasurer, Christina.
Okay.
I will help whoever wants to be secretary. We need one.
Okay. Anyone else want to nominate anyone for secretary?
Doug Barnett?
Yes, Doug.
Oh, I nominated him.
Oh, you're nominating yourself, Doug? Okay, I'll put you down. Okay, thank you.
Do you know him well enough to nominate him?
He's been secretary before.
He's crazy enough.
Yeah. Well, you know, these elections, anybody crazy enough want to run for these offices. We shouldn't let him take them. Anybody else? That's the Groucho Marx rule. Anyone else want to nominate anybody for treasurer? I'm sorry, for secretary. Okay, again, write-ins are welcome. Beth, do you have a hand? Beth Von Gooden, do you have a hand?
That's a legacy hand. I can't see from this end whether it's up or down, so my apologies.
Okay, it's up. So, Myla, you raised a hand. Is that a legacy hand?
It is. I was just wondering if anybody, but no.
Okay. Sorry about that. You know, it's hard to see your hand amidst all that radioactive waste, but we'll do our best. Does anyone else want to nominate anyone for secretary? I think that completes the slate. Am I missing any offices?
We should have little introduce ourselves, especially since treasurer is competitive for the new people who don't know us.
I'll introduce myself. Hi, I'm Harvey. Who is the... John, you're running for vice chair. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm John Crumshaw, and I spoke earlier.
Okay. For treasurer, Kim and then Oye.
I'm going to go first, Oye.
Please. You were nominated first.
Either way, but my name is Oye Oyipo. I've worked in the quality assurance field. I've been an educator as well. Vote for me as treasurer.
Thank you, Oye. Kim?
Okay, well, I have been the treasurer. I was first, elected to the KPFK LSB in 2009. And my second year, I was treasurer. I served 6 years on the LSB, and I am, to those who are new, I am not on the LSB now. Secretary and treasurer can be non-LSB, people. So anyways, I was treasurer back when I was on the LS board. I was chair for a couple of years. And since then, I've also been chair of the local finance committee and treasurer again. I have vast experience of monitoring KPFK's finances for 12 years. I'm very good at budgets. We have two big budgets coming up. And they really need, people with expertise because our finances are critical. So, please vote for me. Thank you.
Thank you all, for volunteering, to do this. Your service is greatly appreciated. And Terry, is there any explanation you want to give us about how this election will proceed?
As described in the motion, once the tellers receive the information of who can vote and who is nominated and for what offices, we will modify the standard form of balloted instructions to fit this particular election, and then I will send out to everyone the secretary tells me is a voting member a ballot and instructions as a Word attachment and within the text of a document that I send by email, which exposes all the addresses of LSB members so they can see for themselves who is receiving the ballot. And then if you can handle an attachment, you just fill out the Word document and attach it in a message to the two tellers. And if you can't handle the attachment, you just tell us in the body of a text message who you're voting for and for what office. And you choose a personal code word that you know is associated with your ballot. And that will be published with your ballot in the teller's report so that using your code word, you can find your ballot information in the teller's report and make sure that we've tallied correctly.
Now, is it my understanding that the balloting ends midnight this coming Friday?
That's in the motion, yes. Midnight Pacific time.
So, what? And then you will need a certifying meeting of the LSB. Should we reach quorum, is that correct?
Yes, under this motion, at the next meeting of the LSB, if quorum has been met, everyone will have received the tally results, which they can then ratify. If quorum has not been met, I will have notified everyone of that by email, and according to this motion, at your next meeting, if quorum was not met, I will tell you how many ballots were received so you will know how close to quorum you came. And at that point, you could conceivably reopen the polls or not.
Okay, Kim, go ahead. Kim?
I think the motion said that, and I'm not looking at it right now, I'm looking at the Zoom, that the motion said that you will let us know, and then reopen the polls for another week, which would be the July 16th. That's what I believe the motion said. I can go back and look at it exactly. So what I would propose is I set a meeting July 11th today. If we make quorum, we'll meet, we'll ratify next Sunday. And if not, I'll make a meeting for July 16th. Hopefully we'll get quorum for July 16th. If not, then I don't know.
Terry, does that fit your agenda?
I listened to the motion as it was read and it was acceptable. So whenever it says I'm supposed to report on quorum a certain way, I'll just follow the motion, whatever it says.
Okay. So basically the understanding is, correct me if I'm wrong, Kim and others, if we reach quorum by, and the polls close at midnight July 9th, June 9th, we will convene what will be the shortest LSB meeting in history to ratify the election. Is that correct?
That's my understanding.
Terry, is that okay with you?
This is Mike. Can I ask a question?
Please.
Or may I ask a question? My mother, the English teacher, would...
You may, and obviously you can.
I can, but may I? The answer is yes. Thank you. Okay. I just want to ask, is it necessary? No KPFK meeting of any flavor is ever short. Is it necessary to have a meeting? Is there business that requires having the meeting next week, presuming that we would reach quorum? Or is this something that can just be taken up at the next regular meeting?
No, we need to ratify it when it's done, Michael.
Yes, yes, yes. Can this be added as an agenda item on the next meeting? Is it necessary, presuming there's quorum, to have a meeting just to ratify the elections?
Yes.
Yes, it is necessary?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
I said corrected.
Should we hear from you that there is a quorum received on the 9th, we will call a lightning meeting on the 11th and be done with this. And those people who are foolish enough to run for the office can walk the plank. Okay?
The motion must be posted a week in advance, at least.
All right. So
the meeting's going to be scheduled. It just might be canceled at the last meeting.
Right.
Last minute.
Yeah, no, okay. I'm going to make sure I notice it today.
Okay.
I'm going to post it.
Thank you very much. And Terry, thank you for doing this. We appreciate it. And you're free to jump in the ocean at any time you want. Okay, we're down. We got to populate the LSB committees. Myla, I believe you had something to read about this particular item. Then we'll go to public comment. Myla?
I'd like to defer to Kim.
Okay, Kim, can you tell us what this is all about?
Okay, well, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 committees of the LSB that we'd like to start meeting, and ask for volunteers to, who want to be on these committees. First is governance committee. There's a local governance committee and a national governance committee. Governance committees govern ourselves. We govern the LSB. We govern governance. We don't govern the station or management or any of that. Basically, if there are internal problems or procedural issues, we deal with those. But otherwise, we meet before the next LSB meetings and put together the agenda. Most of it's boilerplate, but there are motions from other committees that we add to the agenda. So that's a governance committee. Beth may want to speak to the programming oversight committee. Beth, do you want to speak to that?
The Programming Oversight Committee has continued to meet. We meet on the third Monday of every month at 4:00 for anyone who wants to join us. They're always open meetings to anyone who cares to come. We have continued to meet. We've been meeting regularly. I intend to continue on all the committees I've been active on, and so for the record, that's my intention, including this committee. So that committee has elections set up already. We've arranged with Terry to have elections for a chair for that committee this next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Fundraising committee. Go ahead, Kim.
Well, there was a fundraising committee. There isn't one. If someone wants to start this up, that's open. The finance committee the treasurer is part of the finance committee. The finance committee can elect a different chair. So that will start once a treasurer is determined.
I have a point of information whenever.
Go ahead. Well, sorry.
This is actually about fundraising. Janine Roan, was, you know, head of that before, and if she's not a member of the LSB, but can she still do that And what would be the procedure?
I believe she cannot participate in governance for a year. She is.
Okay. Thank you.
Outreach committee, Kim, did you want to talk about that one?
There was one, and there is none now. If someone wants to take that on, we need someone to step up and want to, convene it. So.
Okay.
So all right. We need a convener for the governance meeting. I can do that. I can set a meeting for a week before our July 16th, meeting, LSB meeting. And, you know, anybody could volunteer for that. So.
Do you have put your contacts in the chat or people want to get a hold of you now?
Yeah.
Excuse me. First of all, the chat can't be seen by everyone in order to be available to everyone and recognized as legal. Official information like that should be provided audibly, and optionally by email too, but there are many of us, at least some of us, are not on where we can see the chat. And routinely, my hand was up. Could I be recognized to,
yes,
to
please,
address
go the ahead. Yeah.
Thank you. yes, it routinely, historically, traditionally, within KPFK, it's the chair of the board that chairs the governance committee because the primary task of that committee is to determine the agenda for the next Sunday's meeting. And I would specifically object to Kim doing it. Thank you.
The chair is certainly welcome to come and chair that meeting. I said I would post it because I can post meetings and will convene it, which means I'll just convene it and then elect a chair. This is not, you know, blood sport.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Kim, for doing that. Thank you, Beth, for your thing. Michael Heiss.
Yes, thanks. I just would like to ask that, again, traditionally, the governance meeting has been Wednesday before the Sunday of the meeting, and I would like to request that we continue that and not have to spend every Sunday in a bloody meeting.
Are they all bloody?
Notice I'm not smiling.
Yes. Okay. Kim, can you take note of that?
Yeah, so I'll schedule it for the Wednesday before the July 16th meeting.
Thank you, much appreciated.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael, for raising that. Anything else on this agenda item, number 9? Okay, we now have public comment. Anyone want, from the public want to comment, raise your hand, please. And we will let her rip for 90 seconds each. Anybody want Ray? We got Ray Goldstone.
Yeah.
Go ahead, yes. Ray.
Thank you. First, I don't know whether anyone here has attempted to be nominated for in the alleged election. I have tried 4 times each day beginning June 1st. I've only tried twice today. And going to the elections website, clicking on the directed links, ultimately the link for nominating listener members comes up with text about 2021, saying that the election has been completed. That doesn't give me much hope. If someone else has succeeded in nominating themselves or being nominated, I'd certainly like to know what the process was that was used. Finally and quickly, I think that the Program Oversight Committee is irrelevant given the interim executive director or chair, whatever you call him. I know what I call them, but it's different. Having created or wanting to create a programming council. And frankly, those meetings take a good long time. The oversight committee.
Excuse me, the 90 seconds have expired.
Ray, did you want to nominate yourself for a position on the position on the board?
No, I wanted to nominate myself or see if I could to be a candidate for the LSB.
In the general election. I believe that general elections are in the process of being organized.
Harvey, may I clarify, please?
Yes, please.
I'm a member of the PNB Elections Committee. And Ray, I am very glad that you raised this issue, because that website should be functional now, and I'm interested to know that it's not, and I will take that up with the Elections Committee and relay your concerns to the National Election Supervisor, because that website should be functional, and I'm glad that you raised the issue. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ray. Certainly, revisit this. You can email me, and if you have a problem, I'll try and track it down with Marla and whoever else. My email is solartopia@gmail.com. solartopia@gmail.com. So if you have further problems getting yourself, email me multiple times, please, because my email, like everybody else's, is wacky and not 100% reliable. Okay.
Chair, this is Michael Levick. I just have a quick response to what was raised there.
Go ahead, Michael.
I was told by the National Election Supervisor that it's vital that people have to clear their cache, however you pronounce it, if they use that elections.pacific.org website. Because if you have used it previously, it tends to bring up out-of-date material. I think that might be what he's describing. I haven't used it myself because I'm not a candidate for anything, obviously. But that would be my first piece of advice, is to, on his browser to clear the cache.
Yeah, if I had to do that, I'd have to get one of my grandchildren to do it for me. But, Ray, I hope you have children or grandchildren that can help you with that. But, yes, thank you.
Well, I haven't either. However, when I close the browser, I clear the cache. And that means on 3 days, 4 days to date, I have cleared the cache and received the same out-of-date information.
All right. Well, I'll forward your request to whoever needs to get it, and we'll figure it out, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll definitely bring that to the NES's attention.
Yeah, it needs, we'll have to send somebody under the age of 30 to figure that out for you. Okay, thank you, Ray. We appreciate that. Eric Jacobson, 90 seconds, please.
The whole letter and spirit of the 2022 edict of the PNB regarding how to handle the non-held 2022 elections and the six-year term outs was to freeze the political / factional complexion of the LSBs, and in turn, the PNB delegations of the various LSBs, pending the results of the 2023 elections. And what is being done here is in complete derogation of the letter and spirit of what the PNB, 2022 PNB ordered to happen. And I protest vehemently. I, first of all, did not have 3 unexcused absences. I've been excluded from this meeting. I'm a member of the LSB, and I'm also a member of the PNB Elections Committee from this LSB. So I'm gravely concerned. I'm going to correspond with the General Counsel of Pacifica about this, And, you know, this is just nonsense, people. You cannot try to take over an organization this way. Reread and think about what you're doing, because you need to restore the political complexion that was characterized our LSB and our PNB delegation in 2022. My suggestion is that we elevate Marisol Cruz to replace our late friend and colleague Lawrence Reyes on the PMB. And we have this LSB and the other LSB both do that. And that'll be a first step toward
normalcy. Excuse me, Eric, your 90 seconds have expired.
That'll be a first step toward normalcy, perhaps followed by others. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you, Eric, for that. We appreciate it. Kim Kaufman, you have a hand?
Hi. Okay. I just want to comment that as secretary, everybody who was on the LSB was sent agendas and minutes and invitations to every LSB that, if Mr. Jacobson is claiming he was excluded, can we please have silence? I'm speaking now. He was not excluded from anything. There was one meeting he did show up late. But other than that, he has had no, interaction with this, LSB of his own volition. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael Novick. Michael Novick, you have a hand. Does anyone else from the, general public want to comment?
I put my hand up to respond to Ray Goldstone about what I said, so that's all. Sorry.
So that's a legacy hand, okay?
My hand's up again, Harvey. Eric
Dickinson. Okay, and this will be it, 90 more seconds, and then we'll move on.
I don't know what Kim is talking about. I have not missed three consecutive meetings. I had very carefully followed it because I'm on the PNB Elections Committee, and I intend to continue to be on it. Yeah, this would have been the third unexcused absence. If you're counting meetings that didn't make quorum, that's totally ridiculous, which you may be doing. I don't know. This is obviously some sort of mini coup d'etat being done here.
Okay, I'm going to rule you out of order on that, Eric. We're not going to have personal attacks. If you want to continue, I'll let you continue, but let's leave that kind of talk out of here. Go ahead. Eric, you're unmuted. Hello? All right, we'll move on. James Saugerton, I'll come back to you, Eric, if you want to make another comment. James Saugerton, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I'm considered a member of the public. As everyone knows, I'm a member of the PNB from WBAI. I just want to agree with what Eric said about the intention of the PNB when we were told by the executive director that there were no funds to hire an election supervisor, and that snowballed into an inability to hold an election in 2022. The intention was to freeze things where they were, so as not to favor anyone, not to disadvantage anyone. And I fear that what you're doing here, even though I don't agree with what the other side has been doing, by boycotting the meetings, and I think that's been deliberately led by some of their leaders who see this as a prime election campaign issue in the upcoming 2023 election. And I think you're walking right into that trap, and I think you might be punished for it. And I want to warn you, when you start to fight fire with fire, you start to look like the other side that you're fighting. And that's what this looks like. It looks like
time is expired
when they did what they did. And this looks like retaliation for that tit for tat. And you're going to have a very unrepresentative LSB that doesn't reflect your listeners. And they may punish you at the next election.
Okay, fair enough.
Thank you.
Eric, did you want to speak again?
Yes, I want to say that I did not, in fact, if it comes down to technicalities, miss three consecutive meetings. Therefore, I'm in good standing on the LSB, and I've been excluded from this meeting wrongfully. It appears to me that it possibly non-quorum meetings were counted among the three, And this would have been the third if I hadn't shown up today, but I did. That's all.
Okay, thank you. This is an issue to take up with the PNB, and please do. Bruce Dreif had a hand. Bruce?
Yeah, hi. I'm actually going to change the subject, and I apologize, but I took a look at the Elections Pacifica page on the elections website, and I think there's some serious problems that need to be addressed. And I think the LSB should consider having a discussion about them, not necessarily, their bailiwick, but since you guys are going into an election and you're going to get reelected or new people are going to get elected, and I'm going to run through them as fast as I can, but I put it all in the chat so you can read it there. I'm a little bit mystified how these decisions were made as to what you're going to be able to do with sending out emails. I don't know how it was made, by whom. Was there any consultation with the members? Was there consultation with the LSB members up for re-election or new candidates? I think it needs some clarification.
I think absolutely, and this we can take this up at the next meeting, and or you should take it up with the PNB, 100%. Okay, thank you for that, Bruce. Much appreciated. Myla, you have a hand, and then Kim, and then I think we need to move on.
Oh, I'm still public comment.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry.
I just have one thing to say. This is not a good situation. I don't like that we had to do this, but everyone, including Eric, was totally free to ask for excused absences, and nobody did. And those rules are very clear, and they were on every agenda, that three unexcused absences is automatic. You're not on the LSB anymore. This is not anything deceptive. And as I said, all the people who were boycotting the meetings could have asked for excused absences. Thank you.
Okay, Kim, this is not a time for member comment. We will have now, we'll get you in as best we can here. The next agenda item, is there anybody else in the public who needs
to? Eric,
I'm still here. You've already done twice, but go ahead, and then James, and then we'll move ahead.
There was no notice about the fact that a non-quorumed meeting would count, and I didn't even, this is just an absurd concept on its face. And, you know, you cannot violate people's due process rights. I would remind everyone that due process doesn't involve state action. A private organization like Pacifica, broadly speaking private, but community-based and so on, could be liable for violating people's due process rights. And you cannot take away an elected LSB member's right to be one without proper notice in due process. It's a huge violation.
I'm
not litigious, fortunately, if we're all concerned, but come on, folks. This is not proper, and it needs to be undone.
Thank you, Eric, and I know that you will take this up with the PNB, and go ahead, James, and then we got to move on.
This is OEA, by the way. I want to know when the excuse absences were starting to get recorded. Was it before the court case or after the court case? Because that should be factored in to trying to exclude other members.
It's all been recorded.
I don't think it should be recorded before the Ziri court case,
They've all been recorded, but I'm only counting repeat unexcused absences, three in a row.
Okay. James, then Beth, your point of information, and then we're going to move on. This is an issue that will have to be settled by the PNB and by legal counsel. We're not going to be able to settle it here today, and we've already got an hour and a half in on this meeting.
Can we just hear from James Sagerton, who's part of the public?
James,
yes, please.
Go ahead, James. James? I'm trying to unmute you. You're not unmuted. There we go. Go for it. Yeah, go.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. So I just want to say that I agree, you know, there you can make an argument formalistically that the members who were boycotting these meetings, you know, they chose their path and now they have to walk it. However, I think it ill behooves this board not to recognize that they were doing that as a matter of principle, not unlike Delegate Van Gunten is doing here today, limiting her participation in the meeting as a matter of principle. And to use the formalistic methods that you're doing here to remove them from the board, I just think, it violates the PMB, the spirit of what the PMB was trying to do. And it's unfortunate. It's going to leave you with a very unrepresentative LSB. And as I said, there are those on the other side that can't wait. They're licking their chops to use this as an election issue against you.
Okay. Dave, your point of view is respected, as is Eric's. It is not within the purview of this board to solve this question. And Beth, you had a point of information, then we're going to move ahead.
Yes, in regarding someone has a line open, there's a lot of wind, it's loud. Could everyone please mute? Thank you, that's better. Yes, my question is that if you're presuming to apply a rigid rule of three absences to remove people, then with all due respect to Rob Macon, I'm glad to have him. I hope he'll stay. I'm glad he's coming. But he had three absences and was not removed. And so can you explain the double standard there, please?
Yes, thank you. I can.
Kim, go ahead.
He had three unexcused absences, and then he had two or three attendances, and he was removed based on the unexcused absences that they didn't address at the time. And that was the determination.
So okay. Then it was at the option, it was under the judgment of those who were making this determination. And if those decisions are up to the discretion of whoever presumes to make those determinations between meetings when the rest of the LSB has no say, then why is that kind of consideration not being given in this case too, especially in the face of people objecting, trying to take part and not being allowed to?
Okay. Because we're addressing it at the time and not ignoring it. That's the difference, okay. Beth.
At the discretion of those who are making this determination on behalf of the rest of the PNB without the input from the rest of the PNB, which is then to say that it's not a rigid rule. If there's discretion allowed, I'm calling for discretion in this.
You absolutely. Okay. Thank you, Beth. Thank you. This absolutely needs to be, need to move ahead. We're an hour and a half into this meeting. We're not going to,
we have further public comments. So
everybody down, bear, we're not going to, bore everybody down. This is not an issue that can be decided by this board. Beth, your point, Eric's point, James' points, they're all very well taken and they need to be decided by the PNB, which made this rule, and by the legal counsel. And then if that's what you want to do, you can take it to court. That's the way the system works. We have further business to do at this meeting and we, can only take so much. So, are we done with this? Can we move ahead to number 11? James, is that a legacy hand or do you want to speak again? It'll be, then we can move ahead. Trying to be courteous here. James? Your hand is still up, James. Okay, I can't hear from you. I don't hear from you. If you want to jump in, please do.
His hand is down.
Okay, thank you very much. And thank you, Eric. Thank you, James. Thank you, Beth. Your points are all well taken. And it is beyond the scope of this meeting to solve this question. We will leave it for the PMB, for the legal counsel. And then, if you so choose, to the courts. Okay, elections, if needed for PNB committees. Two delegates for each. Can we comment on this, Kim? What's this about, and do we need to do this now? This is item 11.
Unmute me. Leave me unmuted, Myla, please. Okay, there are four, there are four PNB committees, and we need two delegates for each committee. If we have more than two who want to volunteer for these committees, then we have an election. So there's a governance committee, an elections committee, an audit committee, and a PNB program committee. So we need two volunteers or nominations for the governance committee.
Okay, let's do this. The committees are governance, elections, audit, and PNB program committee. Do we have two volunteers for the governance committee?
My hand is up.
You want to be on the governance committee, Beth?
I'm chair pro tem of the governance committee. There's an election underway for permanent chair.
Does anyone else want to join Beth on the governance?
I want to address this issue. The KPFK LSB currently has two people representing the LSB on that committee. One is Christina Avalos. She was present at the meeting last week. The other is Marisol Cruz. That's by recognition of the PNB. Those are extensions from last year. We also have Eric Jacobson representing the KPFK LSB on Elections Committee, also as a recognition of him having been the last person elected to that position, and he's been attending to those duties regularly. If you try to replace these people and others with those elected from this rejiggered roster today, it will be disputed, and it will also disrupt the orderly conduct of those committees at a crucial time at the national level. So I would implore you, please, to reconsider this reckless act.
What reckless act are you referring to?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then what is it that I just said? I said that if you replace two people on each of these committees at the national level now, in the middle of the year, especially in the middle of an election, when this roster is this disputed, that you will disrupt the orderly conduct of those meetings, because then it calls into question their proper count on their rosters of who gets to vote and who doesn't. And some of those committees are very closely divided. So this disrupts all of the business at the national level.
All right, so do you have a motion to suspend this particular piece of the agenda and revisit it in a month?
Thank you. So moved.
You want to, so moved. Is there a second? Is there a second to suspend this agenda item until next month?
I second.
Are there objections? Is there any objections to suspending this
agenda? I object. I think the bylaws are clear about three consecutive unexcused absences. The two individuals are no longer delegates on the KPFK local station board, and therefore they cannot serve on committees of the Pacifica National Board. And we have to elect people who are legitimate delegates on this local station board and replace them, because we need representation on the national board.
Okay.
Just to counter that, I think some of these absences were prior to the adjudication of the Zurich case. So I don't think this should be counted against those individuals.
Okay. Can we take a vote on this motion by Beth to suspend this particular agenda item? Kim, can we call the roll?
This is the secretary, and I just want to point out, for example, that on the audit committee, there has been only one person on the audit committee. And I'm not sure, I don't know if Marisol Cruz has showed up for the governance committee in 2023 at all. So that's basically a vacancy. I'm not sure who from this, LSB is on the programming committee or the, what's the other one?
Well, you've got governance,
elections,
audit, and PMB.
Right.
Well, let's have a point of information before we proceed. Who from this body has been serving on the governance committee?
That excludes everyone that you haven't allowed into this meeting. I object to the question. And point of order, the secretary's role is to record what happens, not to comment on and advise in between every agenda item.
It's not I'm happy to have her advice as I am happy to have your advice. So,
Can I ask again,
who has been serving from this, body on the governance committee?
Harvey, I've been serving on the governance committee, but I am not interested in the national.
We're talking about the PNB governance committee, Ruth, not the-
I'm sorry, thank you.
Who has been serving from this group on the PNB governance committee?
I believe
Is there anyone who wishes to serve from this
hold
group?
Hold on.
Yeah, I was on the governance committee, but I'm not sure if it was the PNB or LSB. I'm still confused about that, but I was serving on the committees.
Christina, you were on the PNB governance committee.
Okay.
Excuse me. This is the chair, the pro tem chair of the National Governance Committee, and I'm here to assure you that Christina Avalos is serving on the national.
Yes,
thank you. Christina,
do you wish to Christina, do you wish to continue to serve?
Can I think about that?
Of course. Absolutely. Who has been serving on the, my computer jumped out on me. Who's been serving on the elections committee?
Jacobson. Eric Jacobson has been serving. He's been attending regularly.
Harvey, may I be recognized? This is
Myla. Yes, Myla, go ahead.
Eric Jacobson and I have both been serving on the PNB elections committee. Unfortunately, Eric missed three consecutive meetings of this local station board and is no longer a delegate. And we need two delegates from this local station board to serve on the elections committee, the PNB elections committee.
And who has been serving on the audit committee?
My hand is up. Please recognize me so that I don't have to interrupt.
What do you want, Beth? Go ahead.
I want to point out that Eric disputes what Myla asserts, that he has attended there and here, and you've still excluded him.
Okay, who is serving on the audit committee?
Fred Blair.
Okay, and who is serving on, is there anybody else?
No.
Is there anyone who wants to serve on the audit committee from this group? Who is serving on the PNB program committee from this group? Is no one from this group serving on the PNB programming committee?
Excuse me, Harvey, this is Myla.
Yeah.
I reluctantly volunteer to serve on the PNB audit committee if no one else will step up. But I would, but I would encourage especially any of our new members, if they feel that they can serve on the PNB audit committee, I encourage you to do so. If we have any volunteers, that would be great.
Okay. Does anyone object Tamara serving on the PNB audit committee?
I object to this process as a whole.
Okay, we know that. We know that.
For the record, I get to say that. If you ask the question, I get to answer it. I object.
Okay, thank you.
Chair.
Do you object to my serving on the audit committee? Thank you. Myla, you can, I think it's fine for you to serve on the audit committee. There have been no objections to your doing so.
I objected. Okay. You record my objection or it will show up in court.
Chair.
We abjure, yes, go ahead, Kim.
Well, Beth did make a motion to postpone these elections before
Thank
we started
you,
talking about it, so.
Okay, I think you're right. There was an objection to the motion. Has there been a second to this motion?
Christina, a second.
Yeah, I seconded to postpone it.
Okay. So this motion made by Beth, and Beth, you can correct me if I'm misinterpreting, moves to postpone for a month all consideration of the membership, representational membership, from PNB, I'm sorry, from this local station board to the PNB committees until the next meeting. Is that a fair appraisal of your motion? Hearing no objection, I guess it is. And it's been seconded. So the motion is, and we'll call the roll, to suspend consideration of populating the LSB committees with new people or removing current people for it's 1 month.
PNB committees, not LSB. Harvey, PNB, not LSB.
I'm sorry, PNB. Yes. Again, we are voting. Yes means you want to suspend consideration of membership changes in the LSB, the PNB governance, elections, audit, and PNB committee meetings until the next regular meeting. Kim, if you would please call the roll. Voting yes means you suspend. Voting no means we do it now.
PNB.
Okay.
Christina Avalos.
I have a question. Suspend or postpone?
Postpone.
Postpone.
Yes. I vote to postpone till next month.
Okay.
Okay.
Sandy?
No.
Michael Heiss?
Pass.
Adelia?
I'm going to the city for a bit.
Adelia? I'll come back. Rob Bacon? Barbara Marbach?
No, Sandy.
Oye Yippo.
Postpone.
Pardon me?
I said postpone.
Okay. Myla?
Pass.
Let's see, Paul Roberson, not here. Ruth Strauss?
Epstein.
Beth Van Gunten, she's present, not voting.
Excuse me. I will vote on this. It is my motion.
And how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Okay. Carlos Zavala.
Pass.
John Crumshaw?
No.
Mike Bressler?
Yes.
Sue Cohn-Johnson? Sue? Doug Barnett? Doug?
Yes.
Okay. Michael Heiss, you passed?
No, I'll regrettably vote yes.
Barbara?
Yes.
Myla?
I'll abstain.
Carlos?
I abstain too.
And Adelia, I didn't hear from you. Sue Cohen-Johnson, are you there? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 to postpone. 2 no. And 1, 2, 3.
Did Harvey vote?
I'm abstaining.
I asked Harvey after I counted the votes, Christina.
Okay.
3 abstentions. Sorry. So, it's postponed. Harvard, do you want to vote?
I'll abstain. Okay. So, okay, this is postponed till next month. We now have a report. Thank you very much, everybody. We have a report from the Interim General Manager. 5 minutes, please, from Michael, if you're on here. Let's see.
I'm here.
Okay, please.
Well, I'm always happy to give a report to anybody who wants to listen, but I do have to say I concur with a lot of the statements that were made about the problems with this meeting. I looked at the minutes and the notes on the KPFDX. I don't even see 3 meetings, let alone minutes for 3 meetings, so I don't understand when or where this decision was made.
Okay.
To eliminate people, but let me just go on with the report. We are about to start a fund drive. The elections process is underway. I just emailed the NES with the complaints. I tried checking the website myself to see about becoming a nominator, because as a member of management, I am still a listener, sponsor member, since I couldn't vote for staff. I couldn't vote for listeners. I was not able to become a nominator because I got the same results that Ray Goldstone described, a message saying that the 2021 election is over and no further nominations can be made. So I think that's a big problem, and the NES has to deal with that immediately, because she's the one who created that website. There are some further programming changes. As people know, Margaret Prescott decided to cut back, and will be she's basically wrapping up a vacation. She'll be doing Sojourner Truth only once a week going forward. So we brought on Tanda Sisbi Shimaringa a couple weeks ago, and this week on Wednesday, Nana Jamfi will be on Wednesdays at 7, with a program called Conversations on the Way, which was the name she previously used when she was on the air earlier.
Excuse me, point of personal privilege. I'm sorry, Michael, I really having a hard time hearing you. I request that you enunciate and speak just a little more slowly, because it's
okay, hard. Hang on a second.
Hello?
If someone's talking, I don't hear anything. Thank you.
Try putting a mic in. Is that any better?
Yeah, you're all right. Go ahead. Just finish up, please. Go ahead. Hello? Michael?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I tried putting a mic in. Is that any better?
You're fine. Just go ahead.
Okay. All right. So I was saying that Margaret Prescott decided to cut back on her broadcasting. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
Tanda Sisbi Shimaringa started a couple of weeks ago. Nana Jamfi will be on starting this week on Wednesday. And we brought back also alternative radio from David Barsamian on Fridays at 7. So that's the new lineup at 7 a.m. is Melina Abdullah on Mondays, Margaret Prescott only on Tuesdays going forward. Nana Jamfi Wednesdays, Tanda Sisbi Shimaringa on Thursdays, and David Barsamian with alternative radio on Fridays. We are beginning another fund drive on June 6th. That's Tuesday. We have been continuing. Something's happening. The overnight show that Roy of Hollywood created, and went for a second month with that. Basically, I've been producing it. We were not in a position to hire anyone to do that. If you saw the last financials I've seen, I think were through March, and I did submit them last month when I got them. Apparently some people saw them, some people didn't. I think Kim forwarded them again, but you'll see that in terms of our local expenses, we're a little bit in the black. We still are not able to pay down very much of our agent payables or meet our central services obligations, and the reasons that are showing a little bit in the black for our local operating expenses, basically that we're continuing to reduce our expenses and we reduce them more than the drop in revenue. So I'm working, obviously unpaid as general manager and also unpaid producing, something's happening with the assistance of Matt Perez and traffic. And as positions have been vacated, we have not refilled them. We don't have the funding to do it. The building, as the people know, is still posted. There was a visit last weekend, and there's a prospect of the possibility of people buying into the building and sharing it with us. I can't say any more about that, but there are others coming again to look at it this week. But we're hopeful that we might be able to stay and still have some revenue realized. That would help us deal with some of the financial issues.
Okay.
So I'll stop there. Take questions.
Okay. Questions from the board here, from the LSB Q&A. Eric and, well, I'm sorry, this is from the board. Beth? Anyone else want to raise your hand to ask a question of the general manager from the board, and then we'll get to Eric and the public. Beth, did you want to say something?
Legacy hand.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Sorry. Anybody else from the board want to have a question with Michael on the report? Okay, Eric, is that a legacy hand? Did you want to ask Michael a question?
Well, I do want to ask a question. It's not pertaining to Michael's report. I can wait to the next opportunity. I don't want to take time if it's just for Michael's. It's not pertaining to that.
Report. Thank you, Eric. Anyone else
on
Michael's report?
Well, okay, I want to respond. I'm sorry. If I have a minute just to say further, as Raymond also mentioned, I am trying to see about constituting a program council that's different from the program oversight committee. We've had both bodies functioning in the past, and we could have them again. I am in the process of, with the approval of the executive director, I'm making some interim management appointments, unpaid management. We've been functioning without a business manager, without a development director, without a program director, without a social media manager for way too long. And so I'm going to make some interim unpaid appointments and try to constitute bodies. So interim PD would work with a program council. Interim development director would work with a development task force. I've asked Stuart Landau, the chief engineer, to chair the tech task force that I created and come up with a priority list of fixes and replacements we need for critical technology and so on, because we have to move the station forward in the building or wherever we end up.
This is Ruth. I do have one other thing to ask. I'm sorry for butting in.
Go ahead. Yes.
Michael, you may have done this, and so I apologize if you already did, but about the thing about being in the black this month, I know you sent out some financial statements at some point, and they may be in the past. Have you sent out a financial statement about, the business of being in the black now?
What I referenced to and what I sent is the last financials I received, which is from the National Business Manager, because we don't have a local one, and those were through March. And as I say, they showed, and I did send them in May when I thought there was going to be a meeting on the 21st. I don't have anything more current than that, and that showed that, in terms of just our local expenses for current operations, you know, we were slightly in the black. As I say, that doesn't reflect the full financial picture because we have a tremendous number of aged payables, unpaid bills that we're trying to pay down, and we have not been able to make our central service payments for many years. So that's, you know.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael. Okay, thank you for that. We're going to move on. We have a report from the Community Advisory Board, which we do not have a report. Apparently it's been done but not submitted, so we will deal with that as per agreement at the beginning of the meeting. We will deal with that next month, so that eliminates the report and the public comment there. PNB Director reports.
No, I believe we do have another public comment right now.
Sure. I don't see a hand. I'm sorry.
No, if there is anybody who wants Goldstone, to speak, we do have public comment now.
Yes. Do we have Ray Goldstone? Do you have a public comment? I didn't see any. We have Ray Goldstone.
I see Raymond, and I see Eric Jacobson's hands up.
All right, go ahead. Ray and then Eric.
Raymond, unmute. Or Mile, unmute him, whatever.
Ray Goldstone, did you have a comment?
Yes. Issue of the financial circumstances of KPFK, I want to make sure I understand, Michael. What you're saying is that the payroll and regular operating expense, but not unpaid bills or the central services payments, have been made?
Yes, we KPFK owes central service payments going back, I think, more than 6 years or 8 years, some of them. So, that's up to the PNB how to deal with that. There's some discussion of forgiveness. They are trying to change the formula. If somebody from the National Board can say more clearly, my understanding is going forward, they want to set the central services based on the actual financial revenues for each station each quarter, and they'll revise it based on what the actuals are. But the formula that was in existence is way out of line with what our income has been for more than 3 years in terms of actual listener revenue. So we have not paid those for a long time. When I came in, we owed, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to DWP and Southern California Edison and some of the California Gas. And so we are slowly paying some of those down. There is a requirement, particularly Southern California Edison, and we are making some back payments as well as the current payment. Payroll has been reduced substantially and continues to be. And, you know, as I say, as positions are vacated by resignations or death, we're not filling them. So the payroll is much lower than it was. The administrative costs are much lower than they were. And the development costs in terms of what we pay for premiums and for services to carry out the fundraising are much, much lower than they were. As a result of which, through March, our income locally was slightly larger than our expenses actually incurred locally. But, you know, they accrue central services, and some of the things don't show up in terms of things that are actually payables from prior fiscal year. So, my plan is to, business plan, if you want to call it that, is that we have to dramatically increase our social media promotion. We are going to begin to do what the PNB has authorized, which is to carry some mission compliant and FCC compliant underwriting from, as we already do, from some cultural institutions and from nonprofits and from probably small businesses that are compatible with the mission. And I did circulate the package for that from KPFT for comment on the staff, and we'll try to come up with appropriate figures for LA, and we'll begin doing that. I am trying, as they say, get an interim unpaid development director and a development task force that would increase off-air revenue.
May I continue for the balance of the time remaining to me?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
No, no, I was speaking to Mr. Wasserman.
Yeah, go ahead. Do you have something else? Can I, we go to Eric and Michael and then move on from this?
Yes.
Okay.
I noticed.
Are you good? Are you all done?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
I noticed on the website there are large portions devoted to advertising events, almost all of which require the payment of money to either the venue or the performers. Do we get anything for that? Do we receive compensation for that?
Yes, that's what I was saying. We do, the form of underwriting we have had for a while is that particularly Maggie LaPique, who's the music director, has been obtaining, you know, what we call media sponsorships, but basically in return for airing announcements, you'll hear, I don't know where the noise is coming from. James Sagerton, you have to mute. Thank you. You'll hear on the air, for example, support comes from the Hollywood Bowl or support comes from UCLA Performing Arts. They have actually paid for those under a formula, and partly the package also includes promotion on the website and in the dispatch.
Is that,
that is a source of revenue.
All right, so when we see the financials, we will find those as part of revenue.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ray. Eric, and then Michael, and then James.
Yes, thank you, Harvey. I'm starting to feel like the Jack Nicholson character at the end of Chinatown, where he says, or a character says...
Yeah, I know what he said.
Forget it, Jake. It's Pacifica Town. Listen, folks, I have to attend on Wednesday evening the PNB Elections Committee. I don't want there to be a scene as to whether or not I belong there. So I want it understood, if I can, in advance from Milo and others, that I will attend and I won't be challenged as to my propriety of me attending. This whole thing is up in the air as far as I'm concerned. I've already contacted Arthur Schwartz, and I'm hoping that there is fairly immediate intervention to normalize this. It's completely uncalled for what's going on. Do I get that assurance, Myla?
I don't think it's in order for you to ask that of Myla now. This is, you're wasting people's time. We've been at this 2 hours now. Please,
if I could just point out, I'm sorry, it's Michael.
Please work it out. Please work it out personally with Myla.
Sorry, if I may, even on the PNB itself, directors serve until replaced, even if they're no longer on the local station board. That's longstanding.
We're not having that discussion now, Michael. People have time. This is a Sunday afternoon. People have things to do. Eric, will you please take that up personally with Myla? It's perfectly appropriate for you and Myla to have that discussion. Okay?
Well, she can answer right now.
No, because you've got 28 people who have other things to do. Please.
Point of order.
Weiss, you're next.
Point of order.
Yes.
Beth, thank you.
This is public comment, people.
Oh, yes, that's
exactly
right.
Exactly my point. In public comment, the public is free to say what they want to say. Eric,
he did. He said what he wanted to say, and that's perfectly fine.
Harvey, you're interrupting me and extending the meeting beyond what's necessary. When you debate with him whether he can make his public comment or not, or what should be in it, that delays the meeting that much further. So, Eric is entitled, any public member is entitled to the full extent of their time to speak as they please without objection or dispute from any member of the LSB, and whether Myla answers or not is up to her, but Eric is entirely free to ask that question, and I would appreciate it if the chair didn't delay the meeting any further by any other such disputes with the public. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you, Eric. Michael Heiss?
Yes, thanks. And I apologize. I didn't speak up during the time for this for LSB members. Michael, it's been a while since I've spoken to you. You're not busy at all, I know, and Stuart, but could you give us a, please, a brief update on the technical state of the station, particularly with regard to the ray domes and the power supplies for the transmitter and any other pressing matters that might impact the ability to stay on the air successfully?
I don't have any further update. Those problems exist and still exist. There have been problems also with the microwave connection from the station to the tower, and we're having to rely heavily on the internet connection, which is at the favor of Bert Wiener, and has had some problems, so that's had effects on the sound quality. I've asked Stuart to reconvene the tech task force and come up with a prioritized list of all the fixes that we need and to price them out. I'm trying to get Mo Thomas to participate in that. Obviously, he's not under my supervision. There are additional problems. We had problems. I was doing the report to the listener the other morning at 7 a.m. and during the program, the phone stopped working towards the end of the program and have been intermittent again. I don't know why. We did contact Majid, who was responsible for the new installation. He did something to try to fix it, but I think it's been problematic still, unfortunately.
Yeah, actually, thank you. That did seem to be a problem yesterday, listening to Hutchinson and Michael. Again, just as we have your attention here, I would like to reiterate my effort to volunteer on a technical task force. I haven't heard anything from anyone, but I'm certainly willing to lend whatever expertise I have to that.
Thank you.
Thank you for that, Michael. West Fade Away, West LA Fade Away, whoever that is. You're unmuted. We're trying to unmute you. There we go. Go ahead. No. I don't see, I'm trying to unmute you, West Fade Away.
They wrote in the chat, Eric's proposal is reasonable and appropriate. Either show an intent to work together or show the colors and seek conquest, conflict, which I might add is contrary to the purported Pacifica. That's the end.
Is that your comment?
No, I just read that from West LA Fade Away. It's in the chat.
Very good. James Saugerton, do you want to speak again?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I wanted first to confirm Michael was saying about the central services formula. We did change that again this year. We should work with the executive director who should be implementing that, and that will reduce KPFK's central services from over $30,000 a month down to a reasonable amount. And I just wanted to note also that we did that 2 years ago, but the then executive director did not implement it. So I agree that KPFK has been overcharged. That's one of the reasons the current executive director is considering wiping the slate clean, because it's become, with the interdivisional loans and other matters, it's become virtually impossible to figure out who owes what. So there's this idea that we should wipe the slate clean and start over. And finally, I just want to say, in terms of the politics of everything that's going on, what you guys and the majority here are, I think, about to do is elect four PMB directors from your group, which I'll loosely call the New Haven group, which I know is not necessarily the right name by the likes of some of you. And then on the other side, there's a JUC/grassroots group, and that are both becoming more powerful. The group in the middle, which used to keep a balance, is becoming smaller. And talk about going back to the bad old days with lawsuits. All of this stuff is going to generate more lawsuits. And if we have a PNB that's evenly split, there's going to be more lawsuits. It's the bad old days. And I hope we find a way to avoid it. That's all. Thanks.
I think the way to avoid it is with new elections. And I look forward to that. Kim Kaufman. Thank you for that, James. Kim Kaufman.
I just want to say that I agree with, I think, what I heard Michael Novick say, but about something, about since we have postponed the governance the PNB elections for those committees, that we have left it at basically status quo. I don't know about the people who are no longer members of the LSB. So I retract my statement. And I'm just sorry that people are turning this into such a divisive fight. I mean, you know, I don't know what else this LSB could have done when we have people actively boycotting and refusing to follow the bylaws. You know, it's all, you know, people are saying, oh, follow the bylaws. And then people who are saying, well, we're not following the bylaws, refuse to follow the bylaws and not do something simple like just ask for an excused absence. So that's it. Thank you.
Harvey, can I recognize?
Go ahead, honey. I'm sorry. I'm just talking to my daughter. I'm sorry, honey. What the heck? Go ahead.
Either way, honey brings flies, not the other thing. But my point is, we're talking about excused absences in a state where the LSB has been in a little bit of a flux, a confused state. We can't just start penalizing people prior to a certain court case getting a ruling of such. So I think it's really contradictory to the spirit of Pacifica for us to just start penalizing people for something that they could have done in error in a confused state. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong.
Your point is well taken, and hopefully we'll get resolution from the PNB. At this point in time, we've been at this meeting for more than 2 hours, and it's a good discussion, and we can continue it. We'll have PNB jump in, and that's the way it'll be. Is that all right, Oye? I mean, I don't think we can reach a resolution at this meeting.
That's okay. I understand.
Yeah. So we'll just move on, and we'll see how the dialogue goes. Our next agenda item, Beth has her hand. I just want to announce our next agenda item is an announcement, fittingly enough, of PNB elections, LSB elections, upcoming LSB elections. Is there someone who's going to make an announcement of upcoming LSB election? It's on the agenda.
Harvey, this is Myla. I can.
Yes, please.
elections to serve on the local station board as a delegate. I'm confused. I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted because Avelia is trying to get back into the meeting and I'm multitasking here. I just got Avelia back in. But anyway, the elections are underway. Member, can be nominated or self-nominate. If we can get rid of the glitches that were reported by Ray Goldstone on the, website. Hopefully those technical challenges will be resolved shortly. But the elections are underway. People need to make sure that their membership is current in order to be nominated as a candidate for their local station board at all 5 Pacifica stations, WPFW in Washington, D.C., WBAI in New York, KPFT in Houston, Texas, KPFA in the San Francisco Bay Area, Berkeley, KPFA here in Los Angeles. So if you are willing to serve on the local station board, please consider being a candidate to serve on the local station board. Thank you.
I'm muted now. Am I unmuted?
Yes.
Okay. Beth Von Guten, you wanted to make another statement and then we're going to move on. Thank you for that announcement, Myla. Much appreciated. And we look forward to new elections. Absolutely. Beth Gutten, Van Gutten, go ahead.
Okay. Is that a legacy hand, Beth?
Beth, did you want to say something? It says muted.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was muted again. I'm objecting to having been muted more in this meeting than in all other meetings combined so far this year, often with no indication from my end and no justification from my end. I realize I've spoken up a few times, but only when my hand isn't recognized. But finding myself randomly muted means that I have to flip away from the meeting, the page with the agenda and my notes to go find out whether I've been muted or not and unmute. And it takes time. It disrupts the flow it's disruptive. And it sounds like other people are having a similar experience. There is a new section. What about the only a revision in the current issue of Robert's Rules addresses meeting protocol in electronic meetings. And I would request, please, before we meet again, to review that. People should be muted minimally and only if they're not muting them presents a problem for a disruption to the meeting.
Point of personal privilege. This is
I didn't name anybody. I did not name anybody.
No, you did not, but I would like to respond.
That's not personal. I did not make a personal attack. A personal
May
response
I,
is not that
Harvey,
justified.
I'm asking to be recognized by the chair.
Myra, go ahead.
I'd just like to say, Beth, that I did mute you, and it was because someone else was speaking, and there was a lot of sound coming from your device, and you were not speaking, but your device was disruptive and distracting the other people from listening to what the speaker was saying. I don't think I think it was inadvertent on your part, and I apologize, but I did mute you, and that was the reason, and I'm sorry that it caused a problem, but I wasn't trying to silence you. I was just trying to hear what the other speaker was saying.
Thank you. Thank you, Myra. Thank you, Beth.
If I may respond to that, please. If my device, there was no indication from my end that my device or the surroundings here were making any other noise. I've coughed a couple of times. I would cite the ADA in that.
Beth,
that just can't be helped. If others' devices are making noise, then there's a request from the chair or others for them to mute. There was no request to me. I was just unceremoniously muted more than once.
Okay,
and
thank you, Beth.
I don't have it happen anymore.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you for that. Thank you, Myra, for your response. We're going to move on. We are now at the position of dealing with new business. I believe Ruth Strauss has a motion. Ruth, do you want to make your motion, please? And that'll be, unless someone else has another motion, that'll be the last agenda on the
point of order.
We're at 2.5 hours
now. Point of
order. What?
Point of order. Point of order.
Go ahead.
What about agenda item 17 and 18?
We just did that.
Are we jumping straight to 19?
No, we're jumping to 18 is new business. We just did 17, which was announcement of upcoming LSB elections. We now have new business at 18. Ruth Strauss, will you please?
So excuse me, then I copied the agenda from the document that was sent into my notes. Perhaps it's reordered them. At what point do you have down director's report?
Oh,
because
you're right.
It looks to me like we skipped.
Yes, we did. That's 16 on mine. Do you have a director's report, please? Be brief if you would.
Yes. Most of what I would have to report from as national business has already been covered. I wanted to address the question of financials. There is a new update of financials that is circulating to management now for review for accuracy before it's released to the general public. That will be coming soon. There's and the Pacific, that, yeah, the Pacific business manager is preoccupied with producing the audit, for this year, as is usual at this time of year. And given that, you know, last year we had Netta to help us through this. This is the first year she's producing this and trying to keep up with Pacifica financial business as a one person operation. So I would, encourage as much patience as possible. I'm sure she's dancing as fast as she can. I think that's everything that I can mention that hasn't already been touched on. Are there questions? Or if not, that's okay too, because we've already talked about a lot.
Yes, we have covered this. Thank you very much, Beth.
I have one question for Beth. This is Myla.
Yeah.
Have you sent any written report to the local station board about?
I have not. Given that pretty much most, I used to do so on a regular basis and gladly, but given that pretty much everything, every move we make now is subject to litigation, I've reconsidered that. So,
okay.
If there are any other questions?
Myla, is that sufficient?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thank you, Beth.
Did
the PMB directors have
a question too. I have a question too. Did Myla send a written report from the election about the elections committee?
Touche,
yes. Well done, Beth. Okay, next would be Avelia, and who else is a PMB director? Avelia, do you want to make a report from PMB? Okay, and who's, oh, I think, Avelia? I think you got a technical problem there. It sounds good, but it's not intelligible. Avelia, and then I think Ali Lexa is our other director, and he's an unexcused absence. So, Avelia, if you regain your voice, we'll be glad to hear from you. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for any interruption. You asked me about any report from PNB?
Yeah.
Okay. It was a very big meeting that we had on Thursday. Most of the information cannot be spoken of right now by order of the chair. But I will say that it had a lot to do with people not respecting the the thing we signed, the contract we signed that says we're not going to share information. Discretionary agreement.
Confidentiality agreement.
Okay, well, someone did violate that, and so it's being discussed, and we're not supposed to talk about it. Now, so that leaves me in a position of what did we talk about? That took up about 2 hours, maybe three. We got out at 1 a.m. It was one of those kinds of meetings, but something pretty bad, and I think it really says to all of us that talking about texting, anything that we do in these meetings, and it almost means things that are supposed to be open to the public. It's just best not to, because the interpretations of information has been wrong. It seems that a station elsewhere, ours, suffered enormously from talk. That's my roundabout way of telling you. That's what the whole meeting was about. It was pretty civil, but there was huge information to deal with. I'm walking. I'm in a fair situation, you know, outside to explain. But is there any question?
No, we're good. Okay, thank you for your report. Does anybody have anything they want to ask Avelia? And don't get yourself, watch the traffic if you're crossing the streets, please.
I know. I think what I said sounded awfully vague.
No, it's fine.
I'm just keeping my mouth shut.
We've all been in Pacifica meetings before. Sounds characteristic.
Yeah, yeah. So okay. There's big stuff, but it just said, please, let's not talk about it until we give you permission.
Okay. Thank you.
Those
Thank
of us at Barry. KPFK should take warning, take heed. Thank you. Okay,
Thank you,
I'm sorry.
Thank you so much for that. We appreciate your efforts. I believe that expires everything except new business. And Ruth Strauss, you have a motion. We are not going to go more than another half hour. At least I'm not. So, Ruth, please make your motion. Ruth Strauss.
Okay, I sent it around to everybody. Do you want me to pull it up and read it?
Yes, please, because Beth Von Gluten and others do not have visual and they need to hear it on the phone.
Oh, but I sent it out as an email to everybody.
Oh, all right. Does anybody need to have this motion read?
The only reason I say that is because I have to pull it up from a Word document, and so, or you could have somebody read it, you could read it, or,
Kim, do you want to read this motion?
Also, maybe somebody can put it.
Excuse me, if everybody has it and nobody wants, excuse me, I'm talking, Kim. Kim, let me finish.
How do you put your hand up?
Ruth, I'm not saying anything. It's
okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Then there's extraneous noise. I apologize. If nobody objects and everybody has it, then we can move on. In the interest of time, but if somebody wants it read, then somebody please read it. Thank you.
Harvey, my hand's raised. Myla, I'd be happy to read it.
Okay, please do. Thank
you. Okay, this is submitted by Ruth Strauss. She is a member of the Programming Oversight Committee and the Local Station Board. Whereas the KPFK grid has undergone numerous changes, it has come to the, I would ask people to mute themselves because I'm hearing a lot of extraneous noise right now, and I'll start again. Whereas the KPFK program grid has undergone numerous changes, it has come to the attention of several Programming Oversight Committee and Local Station Board members that some longtime listener supporters are not happy with the changes and are currently withholding financial support due to this. And whereas the need for funders through an acceptable grid as possible, given diverse interests of the listeners, it is crucial that, number one, as soon as possible, a station General Manager Dispatch should notify the public to invite them to participate in the Programming Oversight Committee meetings if they wish, with timely posting of access information. Number two, a dedicated town hall should be arranged as soon as possible for hearing listener ideas about programming to be announced. There's noise again, please mute. Number two, a dedicated town hall should be arranged as soon as possible for hearing listener ideas about programming to be announced by KPFK Dispatch on air during community calendar and posted prominently on the webpage. Number three, a formal survey should be undertaken for membership input about programming and ideas about grid changes. And then parenthetically, at least one LSB member has connections to a college and has offered to engage students in collating the data, and that refers to the survey. And that's the motion.
I posted it in the chat for people who are looking at the chat.
Thank you, Kim.
Okay. Is there a second? Can we, okay, I don't hear a second at this point. Can we just, Ruth, with your permission and the permission of the body, we're at 2.5 hours now, which is way more than we should have gone. Can we just have a general discussion about, including the public, about the status of the programming at KPFK? Are you agreeable to that, to withdraw your motion?
Just as long as I'm able to, you know, give my little motivational speech, which is very, very short.
Okay, I would like to open this up to a discussion. Ruth,
we need a second to this motion.
I will second it.
Okay, the motion is seconded.
And
Michael Heist, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate Dr. Strauss's intention for this, but I think at this juncture, given what Michael Novick said about having what appears to be a similarly parallel effort to what Ruth is proposing, as well as the fact that we need to, amongst ourselves, reinvigorate a programming overseas, think it don't have a stroke. It sucks. reinvigorate the meeting that we have, the committee that we have, go with what Michael is proposing to do. And if that doesn't bear, the acceptable results, then move to the, suggestion submitted by Dr. Strauss.
I'd like to answer that.
Go ahead, Ruth.
We have no idea when that will be accomplished. He has proposed, finding interim unpaid, which is okay, program director, and then form a program council from that. And then we have no idea whether the program council will just act on their own or, will invite participation. That is a delay. We are having funds withdrawn and people complaining at present, although maybe there are people who love what's going on. We have no idea and we have no input. I have the programming committee. What has been happening, I'm not making a judgment, is that Michael has come and has delivered what he has changed in the grid. And there really hasn't been much discussion after that by the committee, and B, the credentials for the committee are posted late, and C, we haven't had members of the public to weigh in. This is a stopgap measure, and I believe a very necessary measure, because we need to know what listeners fund us, and we need to know what they think. And if anybody wants to amend what I've said, I don't have any problem with that. But we are in a crucial situation and listeners deserve input. Thank you.
Very good, Ruth. Thank you.
Oh, and also that does not preclude what Michael is doing. This is a stopgap measure because we have no idea when that they're going to have a director, an unpaid director or a program council, or if the program council is just going to butt in and make their own grid and not take listeners. So I believe this is necessary. Thank you.
Very, thank you, Ruth. And Averia Jones, and then Doug Barnett. Averia?
Do you see my hand? Also?
I see you, Michael. You're after Doug. Thank you. Averia? Doug, are you unmuted?
Yeah. I support Michael, and I think we need listener input, but I remind people that we're a nonprofit educational corporation. We're not community radio. NPR, which is invented 11 or 12 years after KPFA, is all about community radio. It's not about education radio. I'd hate to lose our nonprofit status if we become if we become community radio instead of educational. I'm over.
Thank you, Doug. Very good. Is Avelia unmuted yet? Michael, you can go ahead until we get Avelia here. Go ahead.
Okay. I have no objections to Ruth's motion. I want to point out a couple of things. One is that I served on a previous program council. We had an interim program council. There were a group of us who were elected by a ballot that was in the last print edition of the folio. It goes back quite a long ways, actually, before there was an elected local station board even. And we served simultaneously with the existing
program committee.
Sorry, go ahead.
So that program council served. Can you hear me?
Yes, but can you let Avelia speak? She's in and out, and then we'll come back to you. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, Avelia, go ahead.
Forgive me, Michael. Thank you so much, Chair. What I wanted to say about all of this is, can some of us who are on these boards reach out to people who are also...
Avelia, we're having technical difficulties with your input here.
She just dropped out anyway.
Disappeared completely.
All right, go back and go ahead, Michael. Finish up until Avelia comes back. Go ahead.
Okay, briefly, what I'm saying is we had at one point an interim program council that was elected separately from the local station board. We did function in collaboration with the program oversight committee of the LSB. We worked with the then program director, I think it was Armando Godinho at that time, and maybe subsequently briefly with Alan Mitsky. So I don't think there's any conflict between what Ruth is talking about and what I'm talking about. I do have someone for the job of interim program director, and we'll try to get the program council constituted pretty rapidly. I do want to point out that Pacifica in general is a collaborative effort of the listeners and the unpaid staff, paid and unpaid staff, and that the paid and unpaid staff have a role to play in programming along with listeners. I don't discount the importance of listener input, and obviously we're funded primarily. In response to what Doug said, KPFK and all the NPR stations, as far as I'm aware of, are all FCC licensed as non-commercial educational stations. That's the nature of the FCC licensing. And that's, I think that's true for NPR stations as well as us. We're not, you know, not the only ones with that, licensing, but, you know, I do value the educational role and, certainly the non-commercial role of KPFK. So, I think there are multiple methods of listener input. I do want to encourage, more of the programmers to take listener calls and in other ways under the evaluation process I'm trying to carry out to show responsiveness to listener input, either through, you know, taking calls or audio letters to the editor and other forms of responding to the listeners. So, you know, the Program Oversight Committee historically has looked at policy questions, not at evaluation of individual programs. The Program Council that did exist did two things. It looked at blocks of programming and tried to evaluate it, and it on assignment from the PD, looked at submissions for programming and evaluated those. And okay, that's different from the task that the LSB...
I just like to speak to that.
Let me finish the sentence, please. Mm-hmm. It's different from the task that the Program Oversight Committee has historically done, which, again, is looking at policy questions and the fairness of management decisions as a court of appeal when programmers have felt slighted by management. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Ruth Strauss.
I just wanted to say that what I said does not preclude a program council or, you know, the manager.
Yeah, no,
that
I understand
that. Yeah. Okay. And also, I think that, we're supposed to have a town hall anyway, but, the third thing is it may be that when we find out from listeners, it may be that they love the grid and they don't agree that anything should be changed. We don't know. And our money comes from them. Thank you. And this could be done quickly. Thank you.
Yes. The LSB is supposed to do 2 town halls a year.
Okay. Does anyone else want to comment? We have a motion on the floor. It's been seconded. Does anyone else want to speak to this motion? Okay, let's take a vote. Kim, please. And this will be the last order of business. Kim Kaufman?
But some of this motion isn't actually possible. Number one.
Kim, we have a motion on the floor.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Okay. Christina, how do you vote for this?
Yes.
Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Michael Heiss?
Yes.
Avelia? I don't know if she's back. Rob Macon, not here. Barbara?
Barbara Marbach?
I'll come back.
Yes, yes. I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Oye?
Yes.
Myla?
Yes.
Ruth?
Yes.
Beth? Beth, do you want to vote? Carlos?
Thank you. I was muted. Sorry.
How do you vote,
this
Beth?
Is Beth. A present objecting to the vote with this roster. Thanks.
Carlos?
Yes.
John Crumshaw? I think he left. Mike Bressler? Is Mike still here?
I don't see him.
Sue Cohn Johnson? Doug Barnett?
Yes.
Okay. Harvey, do you want to vote?
Absolutely yes. And thank you for this, Ruth. I'm very, very happy with this. What's the tally, Kim?
Oh, it's 10 yes and 1 non-voting.
Okay. Well, we accomplished the here at the end.
Well, if I may speak that in this motion, there is part of it to start a town hall meeting. Does this LSB want to set a date for it and, you know, to start working on, you know, putting into effect that part of the motion?
We're in the middle of an election.
This is Myla. I think that we can make a decision at our next meeting.
Yeah, let's put that back a month. Ruth, are you okay putting that back a month?
I am, and thank you to everybody who voted. Thank you.
Well, I want to wish you all a hearty mazel tov. We actually got this done in 2.5 hours, starting from the 15 point. Despite our disputes, no one was harmed. And it's a beautiful motion at the end. Thank you so much, Ruth. Very, very much going to it. So with that much, Beth and Michael, you have things to say, and then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Beth?
Thank you. Yes, there are requests to hear the motion from Eric Jacobson. I can read that now. One moment.
I already read it.
It's all right. Let it read it again. It's a good finale. It's okay. Go ahead, Beth.
I'm sorry. I can't. It doesn't.
You want to have? We want to let Myla read it again. She's got it right in front of her.
The motion from Eric. Yeah, it won't open up in what I have.
Wait. You have a motion from Eric? I thought we were reading Ruth's motion again.
Well, Eric came prepared to make a motion. And he cites it in his public comment. He's been excluded from the meeting. There are requests in the public, in the chat, hear the content of that motion, and I wanted to do that.
I object.
I object too.
Beth, can you put the motion in the chat, please? Oh, you
can. I think it's already there.
Okay, it's in the chat. Everyone can look at it.
Not everyone. Not everyone is on. I can't see it. I didn't see it until it was sent to me. But in order to send it to me, someone had to have my email address.
I object to this.
Email address of everyone listening. I want to make it public.
I move to adjourn.
I second it, Myla. Sandy.
I'm sorry, Beth, but a move to adjourn takes precedent.
I just say what I wanted to before you recognize
me. Yes, very quickly, Michael, please.
Yes, I did put an appeal out to the LSB and anybody claimed to be in the LSB to participate in calling to our lapsed donors. I got very little response except from Rob Macon, Janine Roan, and Ziri Rideau. Anybody on this call who wants to do that, who thinks they're on the LSB, please talk to me. Also, if you have anybody who could participate in a serious way in a development task force, meaning raising money off the air, for example, through grant writing and other efforts, please talk to me, because that's the critical factor. Thank you.
Thank you for that. Anyone else? Okay, there. I guess I have to defer. There's a motion to adjourn on the floor. Kim, if you, and Beth, Eric's motion is in the chat. It could be mailed to other people and perhaps taken up to, at the next meeting, but the motion to adjourn takes precedence. Thank you for that. And thank you for your participation through the meeting. Kim, can you call the roll, please, on the motion to adjourn?
Well, is there an objection?
Does anyone object to adjourning at this point?
I don't object, but can we do a vote or no, we shouldn't do a vote. I don't know. I don't know the procedure.
Just go ahead. Call the roll, Kim. It'll be a sentimental journey and we'll be on our way. Please. Thank you for thank you, Kim, for your patience through this meeting. It's much appreciated.
Okay. Motion to adjourn. Christina?
Yes.
Sandy?
Yes.
Michael Heiss?
Yes, please.
Avalia? Barbara?
It's hard to reach. She's in and out.
Barbara?
Hello, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay, Avalia votes to adjourn.
Barbara, yes.
Okay, Oye?
Harvey, that was funny, but yes.
Myla?
Yes, please.
Ruth? I'm just abstaining because I don't know procedurally whether it's okay to exclude Eric's motion or not, so I'm just abstaining.
Good clue.
Okay. Beth? How do you vote, Beth? Okay, Carlos?
Buenas tardes, and if you know this acronym, GTFOH.
I know it's the F, and I can bet what that stands for.
Okay.
I can't think.
What, was that GTOFH?
No, GTFOH.
Oh, I know what that means. Okay.
Go ahead. Okay, so that's a yes, Carlos, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Crumshaw? I think he's gone. Mike Bressler? I think he's gone. Sue Cohen Johnson? I think she's gone. Doug Barnett?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't hear from Beth. Do you want to vote on this, Beth? All right. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes. Harvey, do you want to vote?
Yes, and I'm going to go take my teeth out. So, everybody, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thanks for sharing, Harvey.
You're welcome.
TMI. Harvey, here's another one. TMI.
Those look good. That's working.
You like these? Okay.
Well, better than my teeth. They're kind of yellow.
All right, you guys. We'll see you in a month.
Thanks, Harvey. Thanks, Harvey.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Under 3 hours. Mazel tov. Thank God. We'll talk to you.
Excellent job. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.